2 and 2, Mark 6, 7. How we respond to the knowledge of the Scripture is directly related to how we view the Scriptures. The Scriptures are the means through which our God has chosen to reveal Himself. If we approach the Scriptures with that thought in mind, then maybe we can come away from a study of the Scriptures with a deeper appreciation for what has been revealed. Motivation to keep on keeping on is a desirable attribute among the children of God. The writer of Hebrews said, "But we are not of them that shrink back unto perdition, but of them that have faith unto the saving of the soul." How do we keep that motivation? One way the Lord chose to motivate one another is through together work. As early as Acts 2, we find that the brethren continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers. In Acts 9, we find where Paul essayed to join himself to the disciples. Throughout the Scriptures, we find brethren working together to accomplish the goals set before them. The purpose of such is seen recorded in Hebrews 3, 12-13, where the writer says, "Take heed, brethren, lest happily there shall be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. But exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called a day, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." It is also recorded in Hebrews 10:25, where Christians are told to exhort one another, and Ephesians 4:16, where the church is involved in the building up of itself in love. The Scriptures abound with instances of together work. When the Lord was upon the earth, He charged individuals with the responsibility of teaching. When the Lord sent forth the 12, He sent them forth two by two, Mark 6, 7. When the 70 was sent forth, He sent them two and two before the face into every city and place, whether He Himself was about to come, Luke 10, 1. Throughout the Scriptures, we see a plurality of men being employed to accomplish a work. Peter and John in Acts 8:14. Six men accompanied Peter when he went to the house of Cornelius in Acts 10:23 and 11:12. The Holy Spirit said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them," Acts 13:2. When the question of circumcision arose in Antioch, the brethren appointed Barnabas and Paul and certain others of them, that they should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. When men were sent back to Antioch with a letter from the apostles, Judas and Silas were selected to deliver the message. Later we find Paul and Silas and Timothy laboring together. Was this practice of sending individuals two and two based upon economics, environment, or what? Was it just happenstance, or is the Lord trying to tell us something? The writer of Ecclesiastes had this to say about joint labor. "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, and hath not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have warmth. But how can one be warm alone? And if a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. There is no doubt individuals have labored alone. Philip in Acts 8:26, Paul, Acts 17:16, Timothy, 1 Timothy 1:3, and Titus in Titus 1:5. But the benefits of working with another cannot be ignored.